No, it's not Asu Suspended Operations. It's a sister organization called Tanzania Human Rights Defenders Coalition. We didn't suspend our operation, but we are members of that coalition.
So you are a member of the Tanzania Human Rights Coalition. So are your operations also suspended?
No, we are continuing as usual. It's only the coalition secretariat which has been suspended.
Why did they suspend the operations?
What the authority did is to freeze their bank account. When they went to ask, they were told you did not comply with the recent NGO regulation. The regulation requires organizations to send the donor contracts to the public and also to send to Treasury. So they are told that you did not comply to that. When they reported to the police, the CEO of the coalition was arrested for some hours and was released on bail for non-compliance of the regulations. Later on, the Inspector General of Police responded that they freeze their account because they fear maybe there's something fishy with their account, because they received a huge amount of money, more than 6 billion Tanzanian shillings. I know there are a lot of issues of intimidation, the shrinking space, it's happening. So it might be just excuse to make sure they are not operating freely.
You alluded to intimidation, and somebody mentioned the other day also that this might be government meddling or intimidation.
You know, we are heading to 2020 general election in October. So any voice which is coming up is being silenced. They started with political parties, the vocal political parties, opposition parties, to the media. You heard about the media being shut down, being fined. You heard about international media like BBC and the Voice of America and VOA. You cannot operate freely with radios here in Tanzania. Then it came to see so civil society organizations, to individuals. So every voice which is coming up is being silenced. Or intimidated so that you remain silent. It is our new normal now.
I was reading that the Electoral Commission barred or prevented the Human Rights Defenders Coalition from carrying out voter education. What does your organization do, and are you part of that? Are you being able to be involved in the electoral process?
We've been banned. We also begin to receive accreditation to observe the elections. Other organizations have been accredited. I think they will do that work. But our organization, Tanzania Human Rights Defenders, Legal and Human Rights Center, all the big organizations and experienced and the organizations with integrity have not been accredited.
So your organization will not be able to be involved in voter matters during the electoral process? You will not?
We will not. We are not accredited, so we cannot